to come in my American tour, especially the places where our Reverend, my Shiksha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, came and preached. I'm happy that I'm in this tour also. I'm going to New York, 22nd Avenue.
26th
Avenue also. And also in that park,
Tompkins
Park, where he began his first kirtan, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivas Adi Shivur Bhakta. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Ram Ram, Hare. Without any follower, without any help, alone he used to do. And after some time, so many joined, and he has started his mission from there. And International Society for Krishna Consciousness was established, and from there very quickly everywhere in the world it has spread. He wrote so many books, translated so many authentic books, and quickly so many centers, preaching centers were there. So I'm lucky that I'm going to touch the lotus feet dust of Swamiji. I want to go in all place we went, but some reason how I cannot go. But yet I know that also he came to this area also, and he so many devotees were here and he is still here. He ordered in his last day, perhaps you know, gabad karega na yahi, maine kaha tha je mat karo isse, karega hi beech mein aayega tum kaan kaat lenge, ye samajh rakho. Don't disturb in the way. And I will ask what I am telling to this boy. পরে আসবো সব বসে যাবে. So I remember his last days when I was in his lotus feet, that you should help my devotees. So many things he also requested me to give his samadhi. And all other functions, so many things. That is why he called me to join his mission here, but at that time I could not come. When he was in New York, sometimes in Los Angeles, sometimes in England. He requested me to come and to join his mission, but at that time I was engaged in my Gurudev service. I requested him that I may come when my Gurudev will go to Navadvip. He is still here. But it took about 13 years to obey his orders.
No,
1937, and then you came in 1996, 19 years.
19 years. And Swamiji followed his Gurudev order.
After 40
his Gurudev years. Told him to preach years. In Western countries.
Years. After 43 years.
48 years. So I'm... what?
You are in another...
You are first.
I'm not so late. Anyhow, I'm happy that I'm carrying his orders. I have no other self-interest, only to help those who need help. And those who are so expert and qualified, more than me. If I can associate with them, then I will be lucky. I think, and also I request you all, to see that we are all over the world, in Gaur family, in one family. We are here and there, no harm. In India also, here and there. But all those who worship Gaur Chandra Nityananda Prabhu, and follow the doctrines of teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, especially Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Jeev Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, after Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, all are Gaur family. It may be some difference of opinions, no harm. We know that in transcendental world also there may be something difference of opinion. But we should not do any offense. There is no chance of offense in transcendental world. But here there are so many chances for Kanishtha Adhikari especially. And those who are actually in Kanishtha Adhikari, but they are thinking them to be in Uttam Adhikari Mahabhagavat. But actually, Madhyam Adhikari cannot do offense. It may be some anarth like Bharat or others, but not offenses. They have crossed the stage of making offenses. Then they have become Madhyam Adhikari. So they cannot make offense. Sukhdev Goswami cannot make any offense. Rupa Goswami and others, they cannot make offense. So we should try, even we are in Kanishtha Adhikari, or Madhyam Kanishtha, that we are whole in Gaur. In case there may be hundreds of disciples of a pure guru, but it may be that all of different opinions in some cases, they cannot follow totally his Gurudev, because Gurudev is transcendental. So manifestations of his mercy will realized in the disciples' heart according to their stage, qualification, not in the same. So some difference may be. But we should not quarrel. We should try to preach the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, in whole world. Where Swamiji could not go, and he could not preach, we should try to unke mano ki ichha ko purti kare.
We should try to fulfill
his desire.
His desire, his mission, Swamiji. Anyone cannot say that we have completed everything what Swamiji wanted. New problems are coming. So we should try to face them with our sampurna milit shakti.
Combined energy.
I know that Raghunath Das Goswami and Ji Goswami were transcendental. They were liberated. They are parikar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But they have some special qualities. Vaishishtya.
Speciality.
They were not of one thing. What? Of same opinion, both were Rupanuga. But Raghunath Das Goswami, totally Rupanuga in his line. He was also in that line. But to help others, those who were inferior, Jiva Goswami had told something for them. He was of the same opinion, but sometimes he has criticized Parkiya Bhav. For whom?
For unqualified.
They should not make any offense. That is why. And they will be degraded. That is why he has told some mode of Swakiya Bhav. But actually both are in same line. Baldev Vidya Bhushan and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in same time. Baldev Vidya Bhushan was disciple of Siksha Shishya of
Chakravarti
Thakur. But yet, if you will read explanation of Gita of Baldev Vidya Bhushan and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, you can see so many
differences.
Not different. Vaishishtya. A specialty in them. Anyone cannot tell it strongly that all the disciples of Swamiji are of one opinion in all respect. Never. So, let some difference of opinions. But we should think us and treat all like same Gaur family persons. Love for all. We should try to behave all the devotees without cost and greed. Then we are really Madhyam Adhikari. It has been told, for Madhyam Adhikari, Prema, Maitri, Kripa, all Madhyam Adhikari should treat it. Prem for Krishna, conjugal, Prem for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda. Maitri of three kinds. Maitri with service to superiors. Maitri for Maitri into equal standards. And Maitri with service
Mercy.
Kanishta. And upeksha to?
Envious persons.
But here also, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told, don't be envious. You should upeksha. You can do upeksha. Upeksha means
neglect.
What is the meaning of neglect? Always quarreling with those who are not unmukh to Krishna.
Not favorable.
If my brother is not a devotee, should I quarrel with him always with danda and here and there?
Avoid him.
Or if my children, or son and daughters are not devotee, should I not nourish and support them? Or it has not been told. There are so many grades in this. If he is pakka mayabadi, then you should not quarrel, but you should not be associated with that. Only this. With son, children and brothers or father, mother, if they are not devotee, we will not quarrel with them. We can behave worldly things to them, not spiritual anything to them. But this is upeksha. Prahlad Maharaj has not quarreled with his father. We have never heard like this, that he opposed to his father. Never he opposed. So we should try to behave like this. We are anadi baddha.
Eternally conditioned. Eternally conditioned. From time immemorial.
No, unlimited.
Not eternally.
From time immemorial.
Yes.
No beginning.
No beginning.
Of conditioning.
Hmm. But it can be stopped. From beginning, we are vimukha of Krishna. But by our
constitution,
we have some potency of love and affection for Krishna. Also some very beautiful akar, shape, deh, body, a special kind of modes, everything in our soul, but it is covered by Maya. We should try to associate with qualified devotees, tattvagyan, rashik, both, because all acharyas are tattvagyan, rashik, arupanuga, acharyas. Having no envy, not bad qualities, he is kind to all, so we should associate with them and try to gracefully develop our Krishna consciousness from Shraddha to Nishtha, Nishtha to Ruchi, Ruchi to Ashakti, and Ashakti very rare to in this life we can do up to this, not more than this. It may take hundreds of births if not doing any offenses, then it may take. And we should think that, oh, very soon, it is very soon, we are developed. So, we should try to do, if we have anyhow come in touch of this line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we should try to follow the teachings of Rupa Goswami, our Gurudev, in line. and try to follow. Actually, not only to pretend, only pretending, and showing others that I am doing bhakti. When I am going to any class, and there will be so many Vaishnavas, then I will take this tilak, otherwise not. Not like this. Not for sure. Really, we should try to do it. Chant, remember, here, and do all activities. Samaranam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padashivanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Sakhyat. First of all, we should try to totally follow the teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami, what he has told in Upadeshamritam, Nectar of Devotion. Nectar of instructions. What is first? You can stand up and tell what is the meaning of it. I'm remindering them. If anyone has forget, then they should be reminded. And from today, we should try to do. Chovegam, then what becomes?
Argument and quarreling.
And then?
Manasa krodha.
Then, no.
Oh, after that?
Some quarreling.
Quarreling, then.
Some disputes. And then?
Fighting.
And then going to Gurudev and
sometimes in court, sometimes shooting, and then.
So, arguments between people, these arguments.
But who is the enemy?
Uncontrolled mind. And if the mind is desirous,
he is not qualified to do any one giving initiation. So we should. And from very beginning, we should try to follow whether lady devotees or male devotees. They should try to follow all the instructions. Atyahara, prayasascha, prajalpo, niyamagra, janasangascha, laulancha, sadhar bhakti. Be very careful for these things. What are these? Meanings? Atyahara.
Overcorrecting.
Atyaha, prayas, prajalpa.
Atyahara means?
In brief.
Overeating or overcollecting. All of the senses are looking for their objects all the time to enjoy. So one may overeat with the tongue, but one may overeat with the eyes, looking at so many things, trying to enjoy with the eyes. And with the sense of touch, any of the senses, five senses are there. Prayasas means over-endeavoring. Over-endeavoring means undertaking any activity which is not in connection with bhajan. Prajalpa means unnecessarily speaking about mundane subject matters which are not in connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His associates.
Niyamagraha
means niyam agraha and niyam agraha means to accept the rules and regulations of the scripture only for the sake of following them and not for the sake of actually making spiritual advancement. Or it means to whimsically reject the rules and regulations of the scriptures and act independently. Another meaning is that if one is in a particular adhikar and by practicing his sadhana and bhajan, he comes to a higher adhikar, but still he behaves and follows the rules and regulations which are meant for persons in a lower adhikar. This is also in the category of niyamagraha.
So if we are under guidance of bona fide Guru and Vaishnavas, then we can always know how to behave properly according to our adhikar. Janasangas talonja. Janasangas means to
associating
with worldly minded persons who have no interest in Krishna consciousness. And Loyam means to be greedy for mundane achievements. And also another meaning is there, and that is that many materialists, they have written so many books and ideas and philosophies. And if we think I shall take this and this will help my bhakti, this is called being greedy to accept the philosophies of persons who have turned, who are averse to Krishna. This will also destroy our bhakti. It's something very dangerous and very prevalent nowadays also.
Niyamagra, you can explain more.
Niyama agraha, niyama agraha. Prabhuji has given three explanations. I don't know anything additionally, but if one thinks that...
What is niyama agraha and what is niyama agraha?
Niyama agraha means that I do not accept restrictions. Niyama means restrictions. Don't do something that is unfavorable to bhakti. So if one thinks that I will do bhakti, but I don't need to observe any rules, regulations, that is niyama agraha, like Prakriti Sahajiyas. They think, we will hear Krishna, we will hear Rasalila, but then they are smoking bidi, going to women or women with men, all these things. That is niyama agraha. Niyama agraha means that one is very enthusiastic to follow all the rules and regulations, but they are thinking that other people will see me and think, oh, he's such a good devotee, but they are not doing these things for the reason of making spiritual advancement, surrendering to Krishna, cultivating pure bhakti.
You can also know that niyama agraha. Any devotee initiated, after having initiated by his Gurudev, reading, writing something, following Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Shma. But sometimes he does only 16 round. And next day he comes down to 8, and after that he comes to 4. No regularity. Niyama agraha. Sometimes he wants to hear from any qualified devotee, and sometimes never cares. Sometimes he walks in mornings and attends all functions, all devotional activity like arati, tulsi parikrama, giving of tulsi water, praying bande aham sri guru, doing kirtan and following all these things, and sometimes not following anything, sometimes crazy. So niyama akra, this is niyama akra. We should not do like this. We should try to chant, remember and do all devotional activities regularly, not coming down but going up. We should not think that we cannot do more than 16. This is not good. It has told for them who cannot do worldly engagement. They have no time. At least it has been told that at least you should do 16. But Gurudev has given mala, and in mala upside 20
bees.
Counting bees.
One side 16 and one side
4.
Have they, your Gurudev has given this like this?
Counting it.
Why he gave this? Why 4 in other side? There are many,
sometimes
maybe some.
Sometimes 16.
What?
4 times 16.
Then how much?
64.
64. So you should think this. So special thing in that he has given. So you should do. If you are not doing so, sometimes chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, anything, a business was
coming,
coming in mind, and going at once, they're doing that. And in whole day we have no time. For chanting and this is what?
Niyam Agraha.
Agraha. Sometimes doing devotional action activities, sometimes I
cannot.
So we should try to follow all these things. And Niyam Agraha we should try to worship. And at the time of worshipping Thakurji, we should not speak to anyone, only Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Our required mantra we can utter, not anything. But concentrating mind on that. But if in the meantime Gurudev comes, or any superior Vaishnava is coming at that time, what should we do? Oh, it has written in Hari Bhakti Vilas, is written in here, that in this Shastra, in Bhagavatam, that we should not speak to anyone. So,